This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? It is November 11th, this Thursday. We're here at the Treasure Chest Casino, and plenty to talk about this hour. Not going to waste any time. Going to get right into it. Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated, joins us now. Zach, appreciate you joining us on Short Time. Massive news, obviously, going on right now.
Yeah, obviously, we're sitting here in the midst of number one quarterback in America, Bryce Underwood, backing off of his commitment to LSU. It's just one that's sending shockwaves across the college football scene, and I'm here to talk about it.
Zach, one of the things is when – I know you and I have talked about this over the last two or three weeks. There's rumors were out there, maybe a little over $2 million a year in the NIL deal. It looks to be probably – that's correct on what happened. We always felt that, man, it's hard sometimes when you have a hometown guy that he's going to leave – and go somewhere else. But the lineage, what LSU has done with quarterbacks, certainly had that road open for him. Now, with him flipping, what is plan B and C? Is it, do they have a prep quarterback that they would go after? Or will this change the philosophy and them try to get a transfer guy to come in? Because, man, this is late in the game, real late, if you're looking at a top prep quarterback.
Yeah, no doubt, Mike. And I think it's important to talk about the magnitude of losing a Bryce Underwood. Obviously, this is a program-changing prospect who has thrown life-changing money at his way. I mean, the Michigan Wolverines were throwing around an NIL package in the ballpark of $10.5 million over the course of 4 years. So, ultimately, he lives 30 minutes down the road from Ann Arbor. This is a guy who's from that area, has not visited unofficially or officially. The only visits that he's taken are to Baton Rouge to check in with LSU three, four, five times this year. Hasn't checked in with Michigan, but at the end of the day, money talks, and it did here in the grand scheme of things with Underwood. And now you look towards plan B, like you were alluding to, and is there a prep guy that they're looking at? Is there a transfer portal guy? And I can tell you that right now, there's not a prep guy, but you're going to have to hit that portal with force and see what guys you can get out there, because you got to go and get yourself another quarterback other than Nussmeier.
Okay, now I got to flip my money. Now I got to do what I got to do to keep Garrett. And we were talking about that earlier in the show. I know his dad don't have a lot of influence on him, and we saw what happened in the second year with Joe Burrow as a starter. We saw what happened the second year with Jaden Daniels. I would never tell somebody to go or stay, but the history tells you, you know, you need a little bit more experience there. And I think his dad, understanding the game, being a former NFL player and coaching at the collegiate NFL level, that may be the part where you maybe can flip your money and try to get him to come back for another season.
It's just about imperative that Garrett Nussmeier returns to Baton Rouge next season for the sake of this quarterback room and for the sake of himself as well. Mike, this is a guy who really, really can step up his game over the next couple of months. A player who was on first, second-round draft boards halfway through the season, obviously. It's not going in his direction as it is right now. But you talked about the jump that quarterbacks have made from year one to year two in the LSU system. Jaden Daniels, Joe Burrow. A lot of people believe Garrett Nussmeier can be up next in that category as well. as he continues developing, sheds that gunslinger narrative. He's a guy that you got to get back in Baton Rouge next season and keep him on that roster. He's the future of the program, and especially now that you lose a guy like Bryce Underwood, you got to flip that money, like you said, make the investment, and make sure Garrett Nussmeier returns to Baton Rouge for the second season as a starting quarterback.
You're looking at things now for Brian Kelly. Obviously, the program reeling after this. What does this mean for Kelly's future, if anything, at LSU? Do you think it puts this massive – I mean, there's been a question mark. Does it now even become stamped?
No, he's going to be there, Zach. I mean, the money's too much. You can't buy him out.
No, you can't buy him out. I mean, you're hovering around a $60 million buyout. So you got him. You got him for the long haul, right? But now it's time to buckle in and start to get this roster intact. It's all about roster reconstruction for this program for the next couple of months, Mike. This is a very brutal hit, and the hits are going to keep coming. This is the first domino to fall from LSU, being Bryce Underwood, but there are other guys who are also going to back off their commitment and go elsewhere. So now it goes back to what Mike was saying a couple minutes ago. You flip your money, and you start to put it elsewhere in order to reconstruct this roster. Bryce Underwood's the first domino to fall. You'll lose another guy, and you got to continue to build up this roster for the long haul. So when it stands to Brian Kelly, this is a guy who is going to be here, but now it's time to, you know, pull up the pants, buckle them up, and let's go on ahead and try to do what we can do to make sure that this roster is intact for 2025 and for the long term as well.
Zach, they lost one over the weekend to an interior offensive lineman who flipped to Ole Miss, correct? And so he was first. And then Underwood today – now, I think you can get you an interior offensive lineman that's in the same kind of area code. The one thing with Bryce, he ain't going to get that area code. You way out of state if you're doing for that. But also, would now the target guy be Stewart at defensive line? Because, man, just looking at him on the hoof, he looks like what a defensive lineman should look like. And you got to keep that in-state guy in-state at a position that you are in desperate need of.
Yeah, no doubt. And the guy that they lost was Devin Harper, the number one interior offensive lineman in the state of Louisiana, ultimately flipped his pledge to Ole Miss. But now you got to go out and try to secure the number one defensive tackle in the state, and that's Jakeem Stewart. This is a guy who's really enjoying the recruiting process right now. He's officially visited Oregon, USC, LSU. Those are the three that are under his belt. He'll go take an unofficial to Oregon this upcoming weekend before wrapping up things on November 30th for an official visit with Ohio State. So once November 30th hits, he'll have wrapped up the recruiting process, officially visited four different programs, and then he's going to set to put pen to paper during the early signing period in December. LSU was a program that had a lot of momentum in this one. We'll see how that happens now with Bryce Underwood, with that news happening. Both of those guys took their official visits to LSU at the exact same time 2 weeks ago for the Alabama game. It'll be interesting to see how that kind of impacts his recruitment as a whole. But Jakeem Stewart's the guy that you got to roll out the Brinks truck for and make sure that you can try to get him in this 2025 class as well.
I bet Jakeem Stewart gets to meet Phil Knight over the weekend if he's going to Oregon.
Say,
hey, Uncle great. Phil, how's it going? I know your check will clear. I'm not worried about that.
Zach, always appreciate your time.
Especially, I mean, that's the school that's really piqued his interest on the NIL front. It's kind of hard not to when you get a blank check handed to you and you got the opportunity to go suit up for the number one team in America right now. Dan Lanning's doing a fantastic job with that program. But for me, I think it's going to be LSU, Oregon, and then Ohio State. Those are going to be the three that really, really get his attention when it's time to put pen to paper. We'll see if LSU and Frank Wilson can lock things up. But I'll tell you what. Ohio State and Oregon are both swinging for the fences for Jakeem Stewart.
Zach, always great information. Thank you. And also, kudos for joining us on such short notice.
Thank you, Zach. Appreciate it, buddy.
Of course, guys. You have a good one.
Publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. You can also follow him on Twitter at ZNagy20. Zach Nagy giving us some great insights on the Bryce Underwood flip to Michigan.